It's time for the AC All Access Show, brought to you by Adrian College and Frickers of Adrian, where we unlock the doors to the heart of Adrian College athletics, including live interviews from Adrian College coaches and players.
We do welcome you to the AC All Access Show on a Monday night in Adrian. Frickers, the location right here on South Main Street. Wonderful food specials, drink specials as well. One of, if not my favorite, the lunch specials. They're $7.49 lunch specials. Different types of things. You get an entree, a side, and a drink for less than $8. It's like you're stealing their food. You're not, though. Great people here at Frickers, wonderful staff. We appreciate them helping us out every Monday night. And the other days of the week where I'm here, I will admit I'm a regular, so I'm happy they're part of this program on Monday nights. So I am Ian Wendt. We have Josh Mitchell back in our downtown studios, way downtown. We're going to talk with two student athletes and a coach tonight. Coming up at around 7:20, we'll have Jenny Wheaton, the head coach of the Adrian College cheerleading team. And then around 7:40, we'll have Sarah Bevington, who's a women's golfer and a student athlete advisory committee president, or SAC, if you know the acronym. We're going to begin our conversation, though, with football. And people have spring fever because they're practicing football. The Adrian College football team, they've been out doing some spring ball and different things like that. And we're going to talk with a transfer quarterback in from the University of Mount Union. He is relatively local from the Monroe area. Noah Boudry joining me on the show. Noah, thanks for getting on and talking.
Yeah, no, thank you for having me. I'm super excited to be on and join you.
I mean, and you have to be excited to join this sort of rebirth, re-energizing of the Adrian College football program. You know, Coach Palka coming in last year, bringing in some new people. I mean, it was a pretty decent roster turnover. D3 is a little different, you know, than the big time D1. You can get all those different things involved, but kind of turned that thing around, setting up a culture. They won more than they lost, which certainly helps. But, you know, getting with your football journey, people out there listening might say, I know that name. Where do I know that name from? You went to high school in Monroe County. If you could talk about your time at Erie Mason.
Yeah, no, it was a lot of fun at Erie Mason. Graduated in 2021. Really had a full rebuild there, too. Started the program. Very few wins my first 3 years of high school, and then really turned it around my senior year. Won the conference championship. Lost to the eventual state runner-ups. It was a blast and just really fun to be a part of a rebuild and to know that, you know, you worked hard for that to happen. And really it's the same thing that I talked about with Coach Tyler Palka of really, you know, wanting to be here at Adrian and just being part of a good rebuild.
So that seed was kind of planted a little while ago with your connection with one of the assistant coaches.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Coach Ty and I go way back, and, you know, it's fun to make it full circle.
So your time at Erie Mason got you to, I will say, a perennial power in D3 football. People know Mount Union, I'd say, because of football. And, you know, looking at your career and especially your time last season, put up real good numbers. Your team did finish national runners-up this past season. Could you talk about that time, and then we'll get to the move over to Adrian College? I mean, you came in there as a freshman and spent three seasons with the Purple Raiders.
Yeah, no, it was a blast. A lot of great relationships built there. A lot of good coaches that I still have great relationships to this day. Was a part of two national championship runner-up teams. Great experience and just a lot of games played, a lot of lessons learned. Learned a lot about football, built great relationships with people all over the country, and still have best friends to this day. From all those teams and all those games. And last season was a lot of fun. Had a lot of good games, a lot of great competition, and some close games that really helped us show who we were and, you know, fought hard and just had a lot of fun together with everyone on the team.
12 games you played last season, over 1,800 passing yards, 16 passing touchdowns, Just two interceptions all season and 163 passing attempts. Your rushing yards, not too bad as well. Noah, 100 rushes for 512 yards and 9 touchdowns. And when you talk about, you know, some of the best, if not the best, D3 quarterbacks, you have to do both. You have to be able to throw, and you have to be able to run when you have to. Is that how you would describe your game, or how would you describe your quarterbacking?
Yeah, absolutely. I would describe myself as a dual threat. I would say that, you know, you got to be able to do both, especially at the college level and even the pro level. You have to be able to do both. And really only playing 8 full games last year, you know, our focus was really just taking what the defense gave us. I had a great running back last year and Tyler Etcheverry. And the best part was, you know, if they were trying to stop me, we would just give it to him and vice versa. And so we were super dynamic last year and had a lot of fun just in everything. And so, yeah, I would say that I'm a dual threat quarterback.
All right. So we got your Mountain Union career. You decide it's not going to happen this year. And put your name in the portal, I'm assuming, and coaching staff reached out. Well, what you can talk about, Noah, kind of the transfer process. You know, people get flooded with the D1 stuff and all the money being thrown about. It's D3. You know, could you talk about your essentially recruiting process to come up to Adrian College?
Yeah, it's a lot more simple than you would think. It was actually a really quick turnaround. They changed the playoff format for Division III, and the national championship was in January this year, January 6th. And so, actually 5th, excuse me, but January 13th was the first day at Adrian College for the new semester.
Wow.
So it was just over a week of a turnaround. But I knew that I wanted to come back home. I just miss my family. Family's super important to me. Have a lot of family stuff going on with my brother being in high school, playing quarterback, and just me wanting to be around that, and my sister playing first volleyball state championship, and then a brand new baby sister being born, and just a lot of stuff going on back home to where I wanted to be around it. And being 3 hours away, it wasn't really feasible. And with all my friends graduating, and just it was just the perfect opportunity. And yeah, it was a quick turnaround, but Adrian and the coaching staff made it really easy for me, and it all worked out perfectly.
Wow, that is an interesting timeline where that stuff ends and,
yeah,
and begins.
No,
for you.
Absolutely. We had about a 2 week break in between the semifinals and the national championship, where we were all just hanging out together at Mount Union and everything. And, yeah, it was just a quick turnaround after the national championship.
Wow. That's odd that there's 2 weeks in between.
Yeah, it was. We got to celebrate Christmas, and then we were right back there.
Interesting. Talking college football at AC with Noah Boudry, a transfer in from Mountain Union, but you're a Bulldog now. You've been on campus this semester. You are going into your senior season. We're going to talk academics for a second.
Yeah.
Do you have your plan kind of set out and what you're looking to do post-grad?
Yeah, well, I own my own business right now. It's called Jesus and Football. I'm on year 3 of it. I run youth camps, host tournaments, and have a full clothing line. We actually just had a 7-on-7 tournament this past weekend, and it was a lot of fun. So after I graduate, I'm really looking to, you know, continue to push that and make that as big as possible. And that's really where I'm at, and I'm going to obviously get into coaching and look to be around football as much as I can.
So business classes, and I know there are religious offerings at Adrian College too. Is that kind of the path you're looking at?
For sure. I'm at the very end of my like academic career and just taking some small classes just to graduate.
Okay.
Just the last two semesters. So
sure. All right. Let's get to some more football talk. So you make the move. Spring practices start as early as they really can. All right, you got some practicing in March, I'm assuming?
I think it was the beginning of this month that we got practicing, yeah.
And, I mean, what's that? I know Coach Palka wants to build this team to be like a Mountain Union and be a national power in D3. They're working their way there. You've been involved in those practices, in those spring trainings and workouts and things like that. Could you kind of compare the two? You know what I'm trying to get at?
Totally. I think, you know, you do your best to not compare, but naturally I think it happens. I will say at Adrian, everything's fast. There's no walking allowed. It's full competition-based, and you just want to compete in everything that you do. And I think Coach Palka has done a great job really engaging everyone into that competition mode of, hey, we want to be the best, and these are the things that you have to do to be the best. And so really just competing every day and doing everything with best effort and being vocal in all that we do, and just really becoming one team is really the focus of not having any drop off between the ones and the twos or the offense and the defense, just really building one team.
Is it natural for, I don't know if how many other transfers we have it on the team this year, do you kind of find it natural that maybe transfers would gravitate toward freshmen and that you're both kind of new to the program? Does that happen over at AC?
Yeah, I mean, I think naturally, just in general, that football team is really young. There's a lot of freshmen on the team and not a lot of upperclassmen. But bringing in transfers, I feel like we kind of got the whole Concordia football team after
closing down. All right.
But with that, I think just everyone's new in terms of you have freshmen, you have transfers, and then you have good leaders in the upper class. But then a lot of people graduated last year too. So just really building relationships with anyone that you can, and realizing that from top to bottom, we want to be known as just one group and one team. So
talk with Noah Boudry about Adrian College football. I don't think you are, and I don't think it's fair at this time to pencil you in as QB1. Obviously, you have to earn it. And talking to Coach Palka last year, they had 18 quarterbacks in the spring last season. What's that room like this year? Is it about the same, or who are you competing with?
Yeah, well, I'd say it's the complete opposite. There's me, and then there's three freshman quarterback in the room right now. So it's not too big of a room.
Okay.
But like Coach Balk always talks about in competing, and you have to go in there every day and earn your job, and they're not afraid to send you on a lap or let you know when you messed up. But I think that's good because it just keeps the competitive edge of, hey, if you mess up, you know, you're out and the next quarterback's up. So they're not afraid to do that with any of the four quarterbacks, which I think is good because it just keeps you working hard and continues to, you know, make you want to just get better each day at every practice, because the truth is there's only 16 practices and the slots are limited.
Okay, let's look at the schedule. I know we're in mid-April.
For sure.
But it got released recently, and kind of the highlight besides the conference schedule is week one against Valparaiso on the road September 6th. That is a D1 program. They're non-scholarship. Whatever, they're a Division I program. And then you're home against Field College on the following weekend, September 13th. So hitting the road first and then coming back home. Do you guys even look at that schedule? You know, like, I think you kind of get the natural, ooh, here's what we got. You know, here's who our home opponents are, who are the road. You have to be just ready to play football at this point. Any content from your team has to get you fired up a little bit.
Yeah, no, I would agree. I think once you get towards the end of spring ball, you're kind of sick of hitting your own guys. And you really just – you want to go play ball against some other teams in some other colors. And we're getting to that point now. This is our last week of spring ball, and we're just ready to go play some other teams. And Coach Balk has really emphasized just letting it build and getting better every single day at spring ball, but also – letting it build throughout the entire summer to where, you know, when we get into that week one game, when we travel to Valparaiso, that, you know, it's going to be time to hit. And, you know, we're just letting it build from now until then.
Last year, we went the transfer route for QB1 and got Jake Kelbert for one more season. He did some great stuff for the program, and I bumped into him at spring practice. He was, you know, wearing street clothes, and you were out there throwing. And does his success last year kind of encourage you, like, oh, okay, this can happen here. They can plug and play somebody and keep things rolling.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I know Jake personally. Him and I have had a great relationship since we were both in high school. He's a great dude and great quarterback, good leader, great leader. And just to see, you know, him come in there and do as good as he did, you know, obviously it makes me feel better. But it's also a compliment to both of them. You know, Jake came in there, and he didn't even get there in the spring. He came there in the fall, and so he had an even shorter turnaround than I did. But it speaks levels on Coach Palka and just the staff of, you know, how well they're doing in terms of getting people ready to play, and it's just a huge compliment to both parties.
How much can you really get done in the spring? Like, it's limited practice. What are you actually accomplishing? Are you installing plays? Is it just running routes and conditioning?
Yeah, no, absolutely. It's installing the whole offense. You know, yeah, we have 16 practices, but there's countless numbers of meetings every day and just building the offense of, hey, this is what we expect, and let's, you know, get as good as we can now to where in the fall, hey, we're ready to rock and we don't have to install new things. And, yeah, we're going to have incoming freshmen, but at the same time, we need to have the offense in now so that we can be ready to go in the fall.
Well, there's offense and then there's defense. You got a real good coordinator on the other side of the ball, Ron Shields, putting together game plans. Are you going against his defense yet? And what have you seen from the other side of the ball?
Yeah, no, they're tough out there. It's a lot of fun going against Coach Shields. He recruited me in high school. So to know that, you know, it all comes back full circle. But it's a lot of fun competing against him every day. And, you know, we're jawing back and forth at each other in the weight room. And it's a lot of fun. And, you know, on offense, we say the best thing of the day is when Coach Shields slams his hat on the ground. It means we're doing things well. So it's just a lot of fun out there competing every day.
It's just all the connections that I didn't think existed, right? You playing football down in Ohio and the Adrian College connection. And now, you know, you knew Jake apparently from your high school days. And it's just a big football community. We really, you know, separate ourselves in. You go to Adrian College, you're at school B, you're at school C, but you all kind of know each other. It's kind of like a football fraternity in a way.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I definitely have grown my football network as much as I can. And, yeah, I'd say I know quite a bit of people in the football world, and I think it's all just a huge benefit.
All right, Noah. Well, good stuff. Again, hearing, you know, hey, we got this transfer quarterback coming in. He's pretty good. You know, look this guy up and, oh, all right. Well, that was then and this is now.
Absolutely,
right?
Yeah.
And you're looking forward to making your mark on this Bulldog program. And I thank you for making a mark on this program today here at Frickers. I know we're in mid-April and can't wait to watch this team kick off their season on September 6th.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. And once again, you've been listening to Noah Boudry with the Adrian College football team. Quarterback for the Bulldogs. They'll play Valparaiso on the road September 6th. First home game against Thiel College on September 13th. We broadcast Adrian College football games on our sister station, 103.9 WLEN. Yours truly and Sean Whitmer back on the call this season. So looking forward to that. We're going to take a quick little break. We'll hear from Frickers and Adrian College during the break. We're going to talk some cheerleading. Jenny Wheaton, the head coach of the Bulldog cheerleading squad, is going to join us next. You're listening to the ACL Access Show on 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Friday at 4, watch Bulldog baseball and men's lacrosse, followed by women's lacrosse at 7. Saturday at noon, take in some tennis, followed by a softball doubleheader starting at 1.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit adrianbulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College athletics.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Friday at 4, watch Bulldog baseball and men's lacrosse, followed by women's lacrosse at 7. Saturday at noon, take in some tennis, followed by a softball doubleheader starting at 1.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit adrianbulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College athletics.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember Draft Beer Specials, Everyday Values, and Kids Eat Free Every Day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits. Frickers!
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Friday at 4, watch Bulldog Baseball and Men's Lacrosse, followed by Women's Lacrosse at 7. Saturday at noon, take in some tennis, followed by a softball doubleheader starting at 1.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit AdrianBulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember Draft Beer Specials, Everyday Values, and Kids Eat Free Every Day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Friday at 4, watch Bulldog Baseball and Men's Lacrosse, followed by Women's Lacrosse at 7. Saturday at noon, take in some tennis, followed by a softball doubleheader starting at 1.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit AdrianBulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Hello and welcome back to the AC All Access Show right here at Frickers in Adrian. That's where we are Monday nights, 7 o'clock, except for one show like 2 weeks ago. But here we are. I'm Ian Wendt, Josh Mitchell back in our studio. Sales manager Stacy Mitchell selling stuff as we speak. We got Josh Mitchell, no relation, back in our downtown studio. We have Megan Abby Lubert recording stuff for ACTV. You'll see that stuff on their social media in the coming week. Just a little snippet of our conversations. You can listen to the show live streaming, 965thecave.com, or just tune in your FM dial. Also, we record these shows and upload them later on the website. Go to the replay section and just click on AC All Access. Here at Frickers, you have personal pitchers, domestics. You have happy hour from 3 to 6 and then 9 to close. That includes, beer buckets, Frickeritas, Long Islands, and Frick Coolers. You can get your drink on. Also ask your server about the draft and bottle specials. You can also eat for a discount. Basket of brew fries, basket of onion straws, pretzel bites, mini corn dogs. I've yet to try those. Might have to try those after the show. And then nachos and cheese at a discounted price. And if you're sick of going to bars and restaurants that don't have, like, a full drink menu, Frickers has you covered. They got their tap menu, bottles and seltzers. They do have wine here and martinis as well. And a bunch of great food here at Frickers in Adrian. It is now time to talk Adrian College cheerleading. I'm joined by their head coach, Jenny Wheaton. Jenny, thanks for getting on the show and talking.
I'm happy to be here.
For sure. So, I mean, you are one busy team, and you're a busy coach.
Yes,
fall, you're doing football. Winter, you're probably inside doing some basketball games and volleyball games and things like that.
Yep.
I'm interested what you do as a head coach and as a program with cheerleading. It's different than dance.
Yes, it is. So we are a very busy team. I am a very busy coach. We start in August when football moves in. So whenever football goes, we go too. We go all year until we just got home. We got off the plane from NCAA Nationals at 3 a.m. last night.
Oh.
So my girls don't get a very big break. We have football, we have basketball, and then in the middle of basketball, we are practicing 4 days a week for NCAA Nationals. So my girls are very hard workers, they're very dedicated, and we spend a whole ton of time in that practice gym.
And if people go, and I encourage you to, and if you don't go listen on the radio, to your team during game day on at Docking Stadium. You're part of the atmosphere. You're part of the college experience. And it's not just you. You know, you got the dance team and you got the band and all those different things going on. But you literally need to encourage people to cheer.
Yes.
In a world where people are very uncomfortable to do things, you lead them in cheers.
Yes, absolutely. And we spend most of August getting ready for that first game. You know, the touchdown line, that tunnel. You know, we've got people on shoulders. We're interacting with the band. Halftime performances. That whole month of August is preparing for that first game day and all of the home games after that.
Could you explain the difference for our listeners
yeah.
between cheerleading and acro tumbling? Like, I feel like people could interchange those by mistake.
Yeah, absolutely. So, interesting fact, I actually did both. I'm an alumni of Adrian College and cheered and did acrobatics and tumbling. When you could kind of do both, now they're both very, like, dominant sports that you can't really intertwine and change.
Mm-hmm.
Cheer is more group stunt. Usually it is three girls and a flyer. They're doing tumbling, pyramids, tosses, and then they're also doing game day, chants, cheers, sidelines, you know, some dancing. Where acro is a lot more partner-based stunts, so usually one base and one flyer or something
that.
And then they have a lot of different heats. So they'll have, like, tumbling heats and, you know, pyramid heats, where cheer has 2 minutes and 30 seconds to show what they've got, and after that it's over. So that's kind of a little bit of the difference of both the sports, and then acro doesn't do the extra sideline, you know, chance for basketball, football,
sure.
volleyball, etc.
Right. They'll just come out and do a halftime performance.
Yeah, so
right.
they have their own meet schedule. So they
right.
go
and
about five
That was
weeks.
The other part. They do a little more competition
yes.
throughout
yep.
the season, where you mentioned, you know, you're getting ready for nationals and then it's nationals.
Yes.
They have a couple more between then.
Yeah.
That can be good and bad, right? You know, you for just that one competition.
Yeah. So the plan for next year is that isn't the case, that we're going out and we're finding more, like, showcases with judges that are compliant with the NCAA nationals and can give us, you know, scoring and judging before we leave, just to give us a better mindset of where we're going to, you know, be going into NCAA nationals. So I know Alma has a showcase that we'd really like to go to next year. Grand Valley has their Laker Classic. Michigan State hosts one. So that's the plan for next year. Getting the girls out there and doing a few more of those showcases and competitions before we leave for nationals.
Talking Adrian College cheerleading with their head coach, Jenny Wheaton. You recruit.
Yeah.
Right? Every coach on campus recruits.
Yeah,
I don't
sure
think
do.
People realize that.
Yeah, we actually have a 15 girls coming in next year and still growing. So we
Whoa.
Have a very big freshman class coming in, very excited for them to all make their way to AC. And we have a very big program coming up and very excited for the future.
So you're bringing in 15.
Yes.
How many did you have this season?
We had
roughly
16 on our competitive team. So we're doubling our team, which is something I'm very proud of as a head coach, especially being my first year, to double my program and just keep gaining momentum and gaining strength, tumbling, you know, bringing in heavy hitters and growing our program to where I think it needs to be.
Big news out of your team, and you alluded to it. The college is adding competitive cheerleading
yes.
for 2025-26. So you're going to get more student athletes and a bigger roster. That's because I'm guessing that's what most of the women want to do.
Yes.
They want to do that fun stuff during the games and stuff, but they also want to have that competitive side.
Yeah, absolutely. Michigan cheer is kind of a totally separate cheer program when it comes to high school, and they do sideline and competitive. So when they go to college, they want that multiple meet schedule. They want to show off and do something other than cheer on the sideline. So I think this is a great opportunity to, you know, let them go to NCAA nationals, but also give a few more competitions in between them and let them show off what they've been working so hard for, you know, August to April.
With the okay, would it be a separate team? So would there be cheerleading and then competitive cheerleading, or it's kind of you have a competitive team plus you have everybody else?
So I think the plan is, you know, depending on what that final number, you know, rounds out to at the end, is that all my girls are going to do football. I would have 50 girls
right.
on my football
sideline. Oh, of
course.
The fans would want
that. Yeah, exactly. So all my girls would do football. That's actually where we start a lot of our competitive prep, is those early seasons. Once we get through August, it's, you know, comp all the way. And then basically around 20 girls is where I want my competitive season to be. And those girls are practicing a lot. So then my non-comp girls, they would go and be able to do all the basketball games and, you know, get in some of the volleyball games and hop into different sports that we don't get to do just because my girls are so busy that, you know, we can only do a handful of basketball
sure.
games. Where next year I'm hoping that we can hit all of them, you know, and hit a few volleyball games and a few sports that don't get that recognition that they deserve. We can come and, you know, do that for them.
Yeah, it's good for both.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? Coach, with all these additions, only natural that you would get an assistant coach.
Yes, yes.
Could you talk about Coach Hannah?
Yes, so Hannah came on last month. She is from Concordia, Ann Arbor. She is from an advanced level team. She is a great asset. The girls seem to really enjoy her and enjoy her expertise. Like I said, I came from cheer and acro. I have a lot of like a technique and strength background, where she has all the grips that you need for the crazy stunts that that they're doing. So it's been a really good asset to have, a good person to get ideas off of and pop off with. She's only been here for a month, so I'm excited, you know, in the next year to really grow, bond, you know, create a really great program with her. So I'm excited to have her.
With your season ending with Nationals very recently, like you said, just kind of flew in.
Yeah.
Here today? You said 3 a.m. today?
Yeah, we got home about 3 a.m.
Did your team kind of get the next month or so off, because school's wrapping up here in May?
Yeah, we basically will go to the ACs on Thursday together. We have a girl nominated for an AC, and then I'm nominated for Coach of the Year, Female Coach of the Year, so we'll all be there together. We have our big end-of-the-year banquet, and my girls get summer off. They deserve it.
Until mid-August, when they're right back at it again.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And they never want a break. I had girls in the van saying, what can I do this summer to, you know, improve my tumbling? What gym can I get into? Are you going to be here? You know, can I come in and stunt? So they never want to stop.
And coming off of, you know, the event or the last event of the year, you want them to have that attitude, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I want them to keep pushing. And, you know, we're a relatively new program to NCAA Nationals. It's been around since 1987, and we've been there for 4 years. So, you know, any growth that we have, just keep pushing forward, keep growing our program, you know, get to that advanced level that, like, I know we can be at. So, and I know that most of them all have that mindset. They were telling me, so when we get in August, we're just going to start competitive. We're not going to do anything else. I was like, we have to do football, you know, we have to get ready. They're like, no.
We have to learn the fight song and a couple other things.
We have to learn these things, and they're like, no, we're just going to go right into it. And I was like, okay, you guys need a break. Everyone needs a break. So they're very dedicated. They're strong. They're resilient. If there's a loss, they just come back stronger, and I just don't see it ever stopping. So I'm really proud, Coach.
You talked about the young ladies that are already looking forward to August. You have a younger team, I'm going to assume. You're bringing in 15 freshmen. What's the rest of the makeup, roughly? Is it majority sophomores, juniors? How many seniors are on the team?
Yeah, so we are only we're saying goodbye to 2 seniors. I have 1 grad student and 1 actual senior. Other than that, I will have a returning team.
Wow.
My sophomore class is very big. We have 7 of them, and my freshmen, I believe we have 6. My juniors and seniors are, I don't have a very big group of juniors and seniors, so I have a very young team, and they're heavy hitters. Every single one of them is dedicated, mature, hardworking, and ready to go. So they all have goals, and we're really hoping to go advanced next year for competitive, and they all have that goal in mind and are ready to work hard.
We talked about your recruiting aspect to get young women. I keep saying women. Are there men on the team, too, or is it all
there,
women?
There are not men on the team. I'm not opposed to it, but as of right now, okay. It's just all girl.
So it is a co-ed sport.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Any males that want to join the team can always actively be recruited through us. Just haven't came across one. When I was in school at Adrian, we had males on the team. So they come and go. It's just not as prevalent as all-girl teams.
Okay. Where roughly do you focus your recruiting? Is it online stuff? Are you on the road? Going to these high school competitions?
Yeah, so I'm from the area. I'm from Addison, so I'm about 25 minutes away. So I know all of the Michigan cheer. I'm at competitions a lot on the weekends.
Do you dare recruit Hudson? Do you dare venture to Hudson?
I do. I actually spent a few weeks there during their postseason, their regionals and districts, trying to just help them out get to that state finals. Love the girls. Coach Bailey Kelly was coached. Her daughter coached me in high school and coached Adrian College, and that's how I got the job. So very, very friendly with them, love them. I do recruit them. They're a great group of girls. So all
awesome.
Lenawee County. And then also I go to recruiting combines, and it's 2025, Instagram.
Right. Social media.
Social media.
Yeah. They probably don't even have Facebook.
I don't know.
Facebook's for everyone's mom and dad, right? It's
right.
All Instagram and TikTok and things like that.
Yep.
Well, very cool. It's always nice to talk with coaches and student athletes for sports that I either don't know or claim to know but actually don't understand. So it's great to learn about cheerleading. Great season. You had room to grow. You're bringing in a lot of youngsters. So we just talked football. You're kind of in that same breath, right? I mean, it's all part of the game day.
Yep.
Coach, thanks again. And
thanks for
good
having
luck
me.
This summer.
Absolutely.
Right, again, that was Jenny Wheaton, the head coach of the Adrian College cheerleading team. They are adding competitive cheer for 2025-26. Find out more about their team, adrianbulldogs.com. Download the Adrian College app. We're going to take a break. We're going to hit the links. People have Masters fever. I owe Pat a lunch because I bet the field and he bet McIlroy, and Rory won it. So we're going to talk golf. And some student athlete advisory committee work with their president, Sarah Bevington. We'll be right back with that after this. ACL Access Show on 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Friday at 4, watch Bulldog Baseball and Men's Lacrosse, followed by Women's Lacrosse at 7. Saturday at noon, take in some tennis, followed by a softball doubleheader starting at 1.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit adrianbulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Friday at 4, watch Bulldog Baseball and Men's Lacrosse, followed by Women's Lacrosse at 7. Saturday at noon, take in some tennis, followed by a softball doubleheader starting at 1.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit adrianbulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Friday at 4, watch Bulldog Baseball and Men's Lacrosse, followed by Women's Lacrosse at 7. Saturday at noon, take in some tennis, followed by a softball doubleheader starting at 1.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit adrianbulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Friday at 4, watch Bulldog Baseball and Men's Lacrosse, followed by Women's Lacrosse at 7. Saturday at noon, take in some tennis, followed by a softball doubleheader starting at 1.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit adrianbulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
The AC All Access Show. Ian Wendt, Josh Mitchell, Stacy Mitchell, alongside Megan Abby Lubert running things for ACTV. You'll see some clips on social media, I don't know, Wednesday, Thursday, whenever they get to it. You're listening to the AC All Access Show. I'm Ian Wendt. Frickers is the place to be, not just Monday night, every night. And all of the day. I flip that around every day and all night. Anyway, had a nice conversation today talking football with Noah Boudry. We just talked cheerleading with their head coach, Jenny Wheaton. And now, it's a long introduction. She's a women's golfer and the Student Athlete Advisory Committee President, or SAC, I think is how the shortened up term is for that. Sarah Bevington, back on the show. This is not your first time.
No.
A repeat. We didn't scare you away the first time?
Not yet. Nope. Not yet.
Not yet. Well, you mentioned it, stressful time of year. You got the end of the golf season. You got the end of school. And you're a senior, so you're looking at graduation here in a couple weeks.
Yep.
So it's all coming together, right?
Yep.
You are from Livonia. Team is coming off a tournament where you placed 11th out of 21 teams. Not a bad finish for that one. You shot an 83 and an 85. All the golfers out there going, if only. If only. It's been an interesting year, at least in the spring, to go out and golf. But luckily, you have a facility on campus that you can practice.
We do, yeah. Yep, the indoor sim has been instrumental in getting us ready for the spring season since it's been so cold outside and we can't really golf with the weathers and the ground still being frozen. So, yeah, utilizing that has been a really great opportunity.
Golf is one of the sports that irks me because you split the season. So you can have two totally different seasons within one. How many did you have? How many matches in the fall compared to spring? Because it seems to change every year with women's golf.
Yeah, so in the fall, we will play four MIAA matches or Jamboree matches, as we call them. And then we also play like a couple of side tournaments as well. And then in the spring, we have a two-day spring final which accounts for two of the six MIAA matches, which is all cumulative in how all conference awards are decided. And then we play in a couple of other outside tournaments as well in the spring.
So the one you just went to, hosted by Illinois Wesleyan, mm-hmm. that's kind of a tune-up for the MIAA spring final.
Exactly, right? Yep. Week right before, it's our last chance to get everything in order before we go and play for the all-conference awards.
83 and then 85, not bad?
Not bad, but not the greatest, obviously. The conditions were pretty difficult in Illinois. Day one, just getting used to the course, a couple mental errors on my part, but a decent score at the end of the day. And then day two, we were battling some 30-mile-an-hour winds, so that was pretty difficult. Trying to hit like a 30-yard fairway with that kind of wind is almost impossible, but we made it work a little bit, yeah.
Yeah. I'm heading down south to go golfing this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
I went to the range once. I'm sure there are people out there waiting to get their golf clubs. Maybe they're doing it this weekend. What should people be practicing? Like, I know you probably don't ever put your clubs away, but what's the first thing that you would do to shake off the winter rust?
Shaking off the winter rust, especially heading into a spring season, the ground isn't going to be as ready for golf as it is in the fall. It could be wet from the snow or the rain we're getting right now. So I think practicing chipping on different ground conditions is important, because if the ground's a little bit softer, you got to put a little more check on the ball, make sure you're just hitting the ball first, not taking as much dirt. And that's going to help you actually get the ball where you want to go, because if not, you're just going to brush the grass and the ball is going to hop 10 yards. So.
And you're also assuming we're not hitting the green. And we're going to need to hit a chip shot, right?
Yeah, I guess no. No, it's important to keep wind in effect, too, because the weather is definitely different in the spring. Your yardages are going to be a little off because it's still colder weather. In the cold, your ball doesn't travel as far. So you got to get used to the different ranges for your clubs.
You've been part of a very successful 4 years with this women's golf team. They've gone to heights that I don't think the program's ever seen. You have some ground to make up for, right, in the MIAA tournament, or the spring final, I should say, in Battle Creek. You're in third. You have to make up quite a few strokes, but not saying it can't happen. What's been your takeaway so far this season, now that you are a senior, people looking up to you? You have to be like a leader and a mentor to some of the girls.
Yeah, I mean, especially where we're at as a team right now, I think we're over 50 shots out of making it to nationals this year, so... still continuing to hold our heads high, even though the possibility of us going to nationals probably isn't going to happen. Just making sure we finish the season strong and with a positive attitude is the most important part. Taking every round we play as an opportunity, not to be taken for granted. It's important to show that to our younger players, since four of the starters are graduating. I think so far we've been setting a pretty good example for the young people on our team to take every round as an opportunity to do better and just enjoy it before you have to graduate.
I know. I feel like, what day is that? So next week you have your spring final, and then 2 weeks from then you graduate?
Mm-hmm.
So it's all kind of hitting at once.
It is, yeah.
Could you jog my memory with your other classmates, the other seniors on the team?
Yeah, so we got Riley Kleck, Olivia Omer, and Lauren Reed.
And that was your sophomore year you guys made it to
sophomore
nationals?
Year we went to nationals.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then you've had that target on your back.
We have, yeah.
Since
yeah.
then.
Yep. We kind of came out of nowhere, and then since then we were a top team in the conference, and this year we just kind of fell back a little bit, didn't get everything quite in order the way we wanted it to be, but we're still hanging in there, I'd say. Yeah.
And that's where that split season gets me.
Yeah.
Like you've had plenty of time between those two to where, okay, maybe you had a lead through the fall, and then you slip up and lose it in the spring, or vice versa. You're used to it, so you just kind of have to do with it what you can.
Yeah. Honestly, so that tournament that we played this past weekend, St. Mary's and Shrine were both there with us, and currently they're the two teams that are ahead of us in the conference championship. So it was kind of nice to see them golfing in the spring, just to kind of know what we're up against right now. We ended up beating St. Mary's, which was pretty good for us in those conditions. Not quite ready, I'd say, for spring final, but getting there. I'm excited, because those are the teams that we have a target on their back, so it's kind of nice to see how we're matching up right before spring final.
Talking women's golf with Sarah Bevington right here on the AC All Access show. Let's talk a little bit about your role as SAC president. That's SAAC, Student Athlete Advisory Committee. You're the president. What does that mean? What is that role? What do you do in that position?
Yeah, so SAC as a whole, we're a athlete committee. We're meant to promote student athlete life on campus and make sure that conditions are being met. If anyone has an issue with what's going on, like, we're the ones to take care of it. We deal with legislation from the NCAA directly from them. We have national SAC reps that are kind of like our bridge between the NCAA and our conference, like SACs. But yeah, honestly, like, it's a nice way to get all of the teams involved on campus and make sure we're all on the same page for student athlete life at Adrian.
So does each team have a representative?
Yes, every team should have two representatives, and we meet once a month for our monthly meetings, yeah.
Doing the math. Now, that's NCAA, or is that all
sports? For all, it doesn't mean just NCAA.
Okay.
It is NCAA-sponsored, like, club, I would say, organization, but we do account for, like, all the ACHA teams, like, the cheerleading, like, all sports that we have here at Adrian are part of SAC.
So that's a little over 100 people?
Yeah.
Two per team?
Yep.
It's kind of a lot.
Running
a meeting with college students? I had to do that in my time there. Not in SAC, but, you know, my fraternity.
Yep.
It's like herding cats sometimes.
Sometimes, yeah. But most of the time it works out pretty well.
Let's talk about D3 week.
Yeah.
Were you involved in that in terms of from your role as SAC president?
Yeah, largely. I got together with Mike Prang, our SID, and we kind of came up with a schedule for D3 week, trying to make it inclusive for all of our athletes and give them a good time to celebrate being a Division III athlete. We also invited the teams who aren't NCAA sponsored to participate just to make sure that we were encapsulating all the student athletes here at Adrian. I think we had a pretty great week, lots of events for people to go to. It was pretty fun. I went to most of the events before I had to leave for my golf tournament, of course, but so far I'd say it was a pretty successful week.
And I think that's nice to – you go to a Division III school.
Mm-hmm.
You are a D3 athlete.
Mm-hmm.
It's not NCAA D3 week. It is
Division III week, yes.
And in the grand scheme, Adrian's not a large campus.
No.
What are we up to, 1,800, 1,900 mm-hmm. students maybe, and a lot of them are athletes.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't want to alienate people.
Exactly,
so this
yeah.
is just for NCAA athletes, so this is just for these athletes. So I think that's nice.
Yeah, it was a nice week.
So could you give an example of an event that took place during D3
week? Of course, yeah. So on Monday we had a coaches versus athletes volleyball game. So we invited all the coaches to form a team and play against some student athletes. And unfortunately, the coaches bested the student athletes this year. But we had a great turnout and it was super fun. Lots of athletes came to cheer each other on as we were subbing in and out of the court. But it was just a great way to get involved with all the student athletes and our coaches.
You said we, so you were on the volleyball team?
I was not on the volleyball team, but I was there. I was there.
You were in attendance.
I was.
All right. And also, the cheerleading coach, Jenny, talked about the ACs coming up on Thursday, sort of Adrian's version of the ESPYs.
Mm-hmm.
Are you involved in that as well as being the SAC president?
Yes. So it's my job as the president just kind of guide how everyone works together on having a great ACs each year. So divvying up tasks, we formed an ACs committee through our SAC reps, which has been super helpful in getting everything done on time, making a presentation, getting the awards ready, the voting form, the nomination form, like that's all been going on the past month, I'd say, getting all that stuff ready. So it's a lot of preparation for one event, but having all the help from the student athletes really makes it worth it.
So what are you doing here?
What am I doing here?
You should be doing all this other stuff.
That's what I'm doing tonight. Yeah, that's what I've been doing all day.
It's your media obligations too, right?
You
know? Yeah. Oh yeah, Sarah, on top of doing all of this other stuff and finishing up your golf season, could you go to this radio show for 20 minutes?
For you, I'd
do it. We appreciate it.
Yep.
Can we save that? Can we save that little audio clip? That was nice, Sarah. And this is not your first time on the show.
No.
So, again, I appreciate you making that return trip. MIAA Spring Final, Battle Creek next week. If you want to make the trip, you can. If not, adrianbulldogs.com and see if the Bulldogs can pull it off. It's got to be a combination, right? You guys have to play really well, and you need a couple other teams to not have a day.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
Well, Sarah, you might be the busiest person on campus, and I appreciate you taking the time.
Well, thank you for having me.
And again, you've been listening to Sarah Bevington, a women's golfer and the Student Athlete Advisory Committee president over at Adrian College. She's a senior from Livonia. Learn about the Adrian College women's golf team, adrianbulldogs.com, and go to the Adrian College app. I'd like to thank Frickers once again, our wonderful host here on Monday night, as they are every Monday we have the show. It's great to talk to all these student athletes and coaches, including Noah Boudry with the football team, Jenny Wheaton, the head coach of the cheerleading squad, and you just heard from Sarah Bevington with the women's golf team and the SAC organization over at Adrian College. Thank you to Josh Mitchell in our Cave Studios, Megan Abbey Lubert with ACTV, Stacy Mitchell with the sales team over at 96.5 The Cave. Might as well contact her. If you're a local business out there, go ahead. You can stand out with Stacy. Once again, this is the AC All Access Show with yours truly, Ian Wentz. You're listening to 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com.
That's a wrap for today's episode of AC All Access. We hope you enjoyed this exclusive look behind the scenes of Adrian College Athletics. Join us next Thursday at Frickers and Adrian. Check out upcoming Adrian College events at adrianbulldogs.com.
The best in regional sports from Southeast Michigan. WLEN, HD2, W243AD, Adrian, 96.5, The Cave.